This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's 11:15. You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio. And talking of a good heart, that seemed very appropriate in some ways because I have a guest in the studio. I do. Very good morning to Inés Newman. Very good morning, Inés.
Good morning. Thank you.
Lovely to see you. Not at all. Great to see you. Thank you for coming. And we have a fairly full studio. Could we have Max and George? Just shout out hello, Max and George. Well, one of you. Well done, boys. Anyway, so Inés, you're in here. Great to see you. And West White Time Bank is why you're in here and what we're going to be talking about, particularly the fundraiser coming this Sunday. West White Time Bank is something I'm familiar with, but I know a lot of people might not be. Can you give us kind of a flavour of what West White Time Bank actually is?
It is a inclusive group for everybody that can basically trade time slots, 1 hour. So I'm particularly interested in gardening, so I would donate an hour of my time to somebody who couldn't do their gardening, mm-hmm. and in return, not from that particular person, if mm-hmm. they weren't able to give something back, then mm-hmm. I would get something, an hour of ironing, I'm terrible at. So it's kind of how it works. It's
what a
it's
brilliant
way
idea
of making new friends, being able to do jobs that you can't get done, and it's open to everybody. Well, it's inclusive to everybody.
I mean it just ticks every box you could possibly think of. I mean, I'm always banging on about the community spirit here on the island, which I think is quite extraordinary.
It's
fabulous. We were talking off air about that. I mean, it really is quite extraordinary here. But as a community organisation, a community project, it really doesn't get much better than that, does it? Because, as you say, it's inclusive, it's open to everyone. Whatever skill set you've got, you may not even recognise that you have that skill set, but you will have something that you could offer in terms of, as you say, ironing, car washing, grass cutting, something that you could do for someone else. And then you bank that time and it's no money involved at all.
No money changes hands at all.
No money at all. So you bank your time, literally, and then you can have credit of time. And then if you need your grass cutting, for example, or your ironing done, as you mentioned, that's a good idea. I might do that. But if you need your ironing done, you can just draw on the credit, if you like, the time credit you've got. And someone who's offered to do ironing will give you an hour of their time to do the ironing.
Exactly. Or if somebody needs it to be driven to the hospital,
right,
then they can use their hour being taken to the hospital. And if someone needs a parcel delivered, they can't stay in for it, they're at work, then that person could stay at home and wait for the parcel to be delivered to them. It works for everybody on so many levels.
Simplicity of it, it's just so elegant. I mean, it's just...
It is.
There's nothing mysterious about it at all. It's just so simply elegant as a design of a charity community organisation.
It is. It's fabulous.
I'm just having a quick look at some of the things that are available. I mean, you've mentioned several already, but I mean, dog walking, looking after pets, sewing, car washing, we talked about, promoting events, helping at community cafes and so on and so forth. And I know that you're looking for other people, things like teaching to play guitar, making jewellery, photography, I mean, you name it, it's somewhere on this list, and there is someone somewhere in the West White who has that skill, who's part of the time bank, who can do it for you, and you have something you can do for them.
Definitely,
I mean, it really is an extraordinarily simple but a brilliant, brilliant idea.
It is.
As I've said it just now, but I'll say it again, it ticks every community box you could possibly think of, and a few more than that, I think. So it's a brilliant thing. It's not that recent to the island. I mean, it is that recent to the island. I mean, it's about a year ago.
It's been running a year now.
Right.
West White,
and
it's going really well. And the summer fair on Sunday is to celebrate
one year. So it's as you say, celebrating a year of the West White Time Bank. And how many members or people do you have involved in it at the moment after a year, if sort of roughly?
I think we're up to about 500 that are actually registered.
Wow.
So
really, 500 people,
yeah.
And they're all banking their time and using other people's skills and just swapping. And as you say, what a great way to meet people and to integrate with the community as well. I mean, if you're newly arrived in the area, for example, or if you feel you'd like to extend your social network a little
bit, make some new friends.
It's
a great way of meeting people.
Of course.
Yeah, no, it's a brilliant thing to do and fun to be involved in.
So, I mean, anyone, you used the word inclusive before, which I think is another of its great strengths in terms of the project. So it literally is open to anyone.
Anyone. Absolutely anybody can join, be part of it, use the facilities, and And
so
take the time.
Would you urge people, as I mentioned before, perhaps who don't recognise that they've got a skill that they don't consider perhaps a useful skill, but somebody somewhere else will go, I'm crying out for somebody to do that?
I struggled and I did think about it for weeks and weeks. What can I do? I'm a mum of two. I don't have any talents that I can share with. And then I actually sat down and thought about it. Actually, I enjoy gardening.
Right.
And some people aren't able enough to go and pull a few weeds out.
Sure,
I can do that. So everyone has a talent that, you know, can be shared.
And a lot of people say, yeah, but I'm a working mum or a working dad, or I don't have that much spare time. I mean, but if you've got, I mean, this is presumably 7 days a week in terms
yes.
of when...
Yeah, no, you could do it any time.
Do it any time. And you evening. Can bank the time that you give so that you can draw on that time at your convenience.
Yes, of course, yeah, it works completely for you. Some people just want someone to go around and play dominoes with them.
Right,
they just,
okay.
It's just a companionship thing.
Sure.
So basically, you're... One evening you could go around, have a glass of wine and play a game with them. That's
yeah.
all they want for their hour of time,
yeah.
just to have some company.
So if you were to do, you know, that's a wonderful example. If you were to do that, for example, you'd then have a credit of an hour in the bank, and at some point...
To use how you want it.
It's brilliant. I can't get over how brilliant the scheme this is. But focusing on the summer fair, which, as you say, is really important. Now, that's happening this weekend, this Sunday?
This Sunday, from 12 till 4.
Okay, and whereabouts is this?
The West White Sports Centre on the Jubilee Field. I think the weather is going to be perfect for it, so
it will
be on the field. It won't be inside.
I'm glad you were listening to my weather forecast. Well done.
It was brilliant.
Well, I've organised it specially. So
Thank
on
you.
The field, I mean, if it were to be wet, which it won't be, it will be in the Sports Centre itself.
Yes.
But it's going to be all
it's
fun and
glorious,
games.
Yeah.
So what's happening on the field?
On the field, we have refreshments. There's a bar. There's a hog roast. Lots of ladies have been making cakes. We've got the Ability Dogs putting on some performances.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be ice cream. We've got some singing entertainment. There's a raffle, tombola. So lots and lots of fun things going on.
Oh, wonderful.
Beautiful. Sit in the sunshine and enjoy everyone's company.
I mean, I can't think of anything better. I mean, the summer afternoon on the Jubilee Fields by the West White Sports Centre in the weather, which we are guaranteeing for you.
Thank you.
You have my personal guarantee on that. So from 12 till 4 this coming Sunday, the 14th, free entry, lots of stalls, lots of great food, music displays and everything, as you've just heard in this mentioned there. And I think that could we just finish by giving out a few contact details, because I know people, I'm sure a lot of people listening, perhaps who have heard of the West White Time Bank and been thinking, oh, I ought to do something about that. Well, do it now while you think about it. Or people who haven't heard of it might be going, wow, this is extraordinary. What wonderful idea. So can we give a few contact details? And these would be one of the committee. Is this Amy?
Amy and Sally. Sally is the key lady that started it and who is fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, she's got so much energy. It's
are there other time banks, incidentally, across other parts of the country?
Yes,
there are.
There are other time banks in the UK.
So this is based on a model which has already been trialled for some time in
yes.
other places, and hence its success and its spreading.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. But this is particularly West White based.
It is, yeah.
Just because, obviously, I guess that you need to keep it local, because if people are going to be doing jobs for other people, it needs to be in the same
That's
locality.
It. Sally is hoping to take it to Cowes as well, because it's
okay.
been so successful in the West White.
Well, I'm sure it will roll out right across the island. I mean, it's yeah. just, as I say, such an elegantly beautiful idea that clearly works so very, very... 500 people, I can't believe that in a year. That's amazing. Well, let's give out some contact details, see if we can get you up to 1,000 members.
Thank you.
I've got a mobile number here. If you've got a pencil handy out there, it's 07548 212696. That's 212696. There's an email address here as well, info@WWTB, obviously standing for West White Time Bank.org. So info@WWTB.org. You have a Facebook page as well, of course, which is facebook.com/WestWhiteTimeBank.org. A Twitter account. You're all well up with the media, aren't you? I'm very impressed. @info WWTB. And a website. You have all the wobblies as usual. And then you've got WestWhiteTimeBank.org.uk. So West White Time Bank, all lowercase, no spaces, of course, .org.uk. That's all the contact details. We will be putting this information out on our website as an edited podcast. Obviously, not in time to continue to promote the event on Sunday, but for people who perhaps didn't get all the details down, they will be able to find those details. Or just search for West White Time Bank online, and I'm sure that one of those will crop up for them. So, Ines, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you and your boys. Thank you for coming in, Max and George.
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you. And we wish you continued success, not just success, but continued success, and extraordinary, you know, to have that many people in such a short time and such a huge range of things on offer that people can offer as skills. Maybe you've got something that isn't on that list that you think, hey, I could do that. And if you're thinking, well, I can't really do anything, I bet you can. Have a think and get in touch with the West White Time Bank. And in the meantime, if you're looking for something to do on Sunday afternoon, why not go along and actually speak to them in person and join up on Sunday? So midday till 4 in the afternoon, August 14th, this coming Sunday, on the Jubilee Field next to the West White Sports Centre. And it's going to be a glorious afternoon and a glorious event. And I hope you get lots of people there, raise lots of funds for the Time Bank, and maybe get some new members as well.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Not at all. It's been an absolute pleasure. Now we're going to go to one from Big Fun. We're going to blame it on the boogie.
www.vectisradio.com.